Yo, 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 what a doobie doody trees. Welcome all my dude and dudettes. Welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle, and we talk. Guys, how's it going? So good seeing your guys' beautiful, beautiful faces. How you doing? How's life? How's the family? How's the kids? How's the wife? How you doing? You see what I'm doing here? I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like the intro said, welcome back. Welcome to... or back, if this is your first time here or not, to Kyle Talks. We're a show where we focus on the three biggest issues in your life right now. I mean, these three topics dominate your life, my life, your grandma's life, your pooch's life, and your boo thing's life. Society, business, and culture. We cover it all. Anything you can think of is covered by those three words right there. Society, business, and culture. And it's kind of my tagline. It's my bread maker, the money winner, so there it is. At this podcast, if this is your first time, thank you for tuning in. We focus on those three things again. I'm going to say it one more time just so you get drilled. Society, business, culture, where we talk to amazing people. Normal, regular, everyday people doing cool stuff. When's the last time you heard about a boomer who invented something 12,000 years ago and his son is on a yacht because his boomer dad invented something 12,000 years ago? Probably yesterday or 5 minutes ago. Where's the place where you can talk to normal people like you and me, living everyday lives, working and making a difference? Well, that's right here on the podcast. We've had voice actors. We've had people who have published cancer research articles that are still in circulation today. We have people who have lost 300 plus pounds. We've had business owners. We've had all kinds of just normal, fantastic people. So if you're interested in those three topics or people that are doing great things like that, this is the place for you every weekday, Wednesday. We have great content coming out for you. We also have a side show I like to call Ficonomy. It's kind of my own personal thing that I do like. We focus on the finance economy, how it affects you. I give you three articles that are very important for you to go forward so you know what you're spending your money on. You know what's going around in your life, because let's face it, can we all be adults for a second? Most of us grew up in a home where money was a no-no. You didn't talk about it. So it kind of creates this assumption that money is a bad thing. That's all. Most of us had that experience, and it's okay if we did. Our parents or our guardians or our grown-ups, they tried their best in some ways, and you know, it's just we're here. So we're changing the norms. So if that sounds interesting to you at all, and I make it very fun, promise, very fun. Best finance podcast you've ever seen. So relatable. I do that every weekend. So if that's something that interests you, please go ahead and check that out. But guys, you're listening to this and I'm in Indiana. I'm in the Great White North. That doesn't make sense, because Indiana is really not the Great White North. That's like Canada, you know. Anyways, I'll be close to the Michigan Lakes, which is kind of close to Canada because it connects the U.S. to Canada. So if you don't think about it, it makes sense. I'll be kind of near Canada. So as you're listening to that, that's where I will be. But I wanted to do something great with you guys. And this podcast is all about interactions. And I'm really trying to learn how, like, to develop the podcast, take steps. If stuff sucks booty, then I can't even say that, because some people, you know what I mean? If some places, you see what I'm saying here? If something sucks and like is not good, I want to like try it, boom, get it out of here. But anyways, today we're going to focus on just five questions that you guys have sent in. We're focusing on five boss questions. These topics range from a lot of different things. I honestly have a little bit of backup with these questions, and I was very introverted today with, like, I didn't tell you guys this, but I'm between jobs right now. We're chilling. I promise you, we're chilling. But I was being very, as an extrovert, I was being very introverted. And I wanted to, like, interact with people. So I was like, I was going through my podcast email. And I was like, wow, I have this great tool where I can literally just communicate with people. So I'm answering five questions. And we're still going to be very behind on these questions anyways. But that's neither here nor there. The ultimate point of this is we are a podcast that focuses on society, business, culture, but we also crave community, connecting with people who don't look, think, taste, drink, drive, not in, you know what I'm saying, like, thing, what they drink, what kind of cardio, that's not what I meant by that. Just literally different. We come to this community to chill, to vibe. We got some LaCroix in the studio. We got some White Claws, take your pick. Pamplemousse is my favorite. So, you know, just to dive into it, I wanted to talk to you guys and just answer questions. So here's a full episode dedicated to that. Please, please let me know if you like this, if you hate it. Both are very valuable. If you hate it, it's definitely important for me to know if you hate this. If you like it, it's definitely important that I know that you like. Maybe even more so that you hate it, because if a lot of people hate it, then we're cutting it. You know what I'm saying? But guys, we have some beautiful questions sent from some amazing people in this community that you're a part of. And let's jump into the first one and hear what they have to say. All right. Here goes our first question from Leilana Glow. Leilana Glow 629. And it says, "Hey, Kyle Talks. Love the show. I've been thinking about the impact of social media on small businesses, especially since I own one. Leilana, do you want to come on the podcast? I mean that truthfully. How do you think platforms like Instagram and TikTok have changed the game for entrepreneurs and local businesses like myself trying to reach out for customers? Any tips for standing out on the gram, on Twitter?" And sorry, I'm having a hard time reading. It's a hot day outside today. "Any tips for standing out on the gram, the Twitter, Tumblr, or D all the above? All love. Keep it up. Love the pod." Thanks, Leilana. Yeah, so I have never been like a social media guy. Let me preface this, all these questions, with the fact that I am a 26-year-old, half black, studly, married, buff, intelligent, ergonomic kind of guy, you know? And it may seem like I know everything, but truthfully, I don't. I don't know everything. I'm only 26. I just graduated last year. I'm trying to figure out life, as many of you are. So, I don't have all the answers. I will never claim to have all the answers, because that is factually wrong. And this is just a way for us to learn from each other, talk to each other, create conversation. So, with that stuff out of the way, I have never been very huge on, like, social media. I'm on social media, right? But I've never been, like, a big kind of, like, marketing guy or, like, some kind of big, like, well, yes, if you do all these different things and you add 2 + 2 and then you remix the post, but then you edit it, right? You see what I'm going here? I don't have those skills. I don't. Now, I know how to tweet. I know how to crap post. We try to keep it PG-13 on this podcast. You know what I meant by that. I know how to do the memes. I am very much a connoisseur of, like, TikToks and memes or reels, whatever you want to call them. So I don't know much like that, like stand out and stuff like that. I think the biggest thing I've learned, let me just share with you what I've learned, like, through, like, Twitter and Instagram, and have some friends who are actually on marketing. I actually have a friend who runs a marketing agency. If you're listening to this, I would love to have you on. I don't want to name drop you, because that feels weird, but you know who you are. We went to school at LPU together. If you're listening to this, we'd love to have you on. I'm just trying to think. I think the best way to stand out that I've learned is commenting on, like, bigger people stuff and trying to make it funny. And I've actually gained some followers from that on Twitter specifically. So if you go to my my pinned tweet in Twitter, one of them was, I think it was Offset, like the rapper, for the uncultured who don't know who that is. He, like, posted, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take," and then quoted, it's a Wayne Gretzky quote. So he quoted it, but for the cultured, for the initiated, you know that The Office, the greatest TV show that's ever existed, there's a scene where Michael has his own business, and he has it in quotes, and it says, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky," and then he puts Michael Scott. So, like, he's quoting the person who quoted it. Like he's saying it, you know what I mean? Trying to take credit, but it's, like, super funny. I love that, and I was actually just going through Twitter because I was trying to be more active. This was 2022, and I saw that, and I was, like, one of the first people to see it. I know, cringe, whatever. And so I did that, and that put, and I got, like, 5,000 likes or something, and I had, like, 300 people, 400 people come through and, like, look at my profile, and it, like, tells me how many clicks the link in my bio got, and I was like, wow. I think, to be honest, though, it's not, like, that translated to a lot of people coming to the show. I think I got maybe, like, 5 downloads from that, and you're talking about 5,000 likes and, like, 400 people going through, so it wasn't a lot, right? But at that moment, I was like, huh, people scroll through your stuff if they think you're funny. So, I don't know what that's worth to you, Ilana, to be honest, but that is what I've gotten out of this thing. And then, I know threads are, like, a big thing, like Twitter threads. You can, like, leave it, like, you know what I mean, with the little emoji, and, like, those are pretty good. I've gotten good traction on those. I know a lot of people on Twitter who are popular because they have, like, this whole list of information based on one tweet and, like, all this kind of stuff. So, I think just for, like, standing out, I definitely think there's ways to do it. I'm not educated in that, to be very, very honest with you. But I've had some experience in seeing that kind of stuff and doing those kind of things. Now, how do I think it's affected, like, entrepreneurs and local businesses? Sis, I'm telling you, people want to support local businesses, like, now more than ever. Like, people are down with the corporations. Do you guys agree? Like, for the listener, do you agree with me right now? You tell me. Do you guys prefer to shop at local shops more or the big chains now? Now, there's also the conversation of expensive, because a lot of these mom-and-pop shops can be more expensive than your Walmarts and Targets. But I know local businesses, they're definitely in, we are in an era right now where people want to support local business. So, I don't want to take too much time on these questions because we have 4 more of these to go. But I would definitely say get local, tag, be low-key, high-key, narcissistic, and, like, go to local events, take a picture, and upload it to your business page so people see that you're there in community to make yourself look really good, right? Of course, don't bring it off like that, but I think you get what I'm saying. So I think that helps. Thank you so much for the questions you sent in. Thank you so much for listening to the Kyle Talks podcast. You are amazing. I seriously extend an offer for you to come on the podcast if you would want to, and we have an audience who would love to see what you do. So let's jump into question number 2. Hey Kyle, long time listener here. Actually, believe it or not, I found your podcast randomly, and can you guess what the first episode I watched of you was your fashion one, all the way back in 2020. Wow. Do you follow me on Instagram? I would love to talk to you. Please, you've asked me to not say your email, so I'm not going to say it. But you know who this is. Please send me a follow on Instagram if you don't, or DM me. I would love to talk to you. Our audience is that very big. So having someone who's listened for that long is kind of nuts. I kind of don't believe it. I kind of feel like this is someone, like a friend I know, sending this question in based on that statement alone. But thank you so much. That's like a long time. For me, at least, because there was, like, a break in there. Me and you lived through a break. We were on a break. I hope I didn't break your heart, but here we are. Hey, long time listening here. Like I said, first episode we listened to was the fashion. So, knowing you're not the most fashionable guy around, okay, let's chill, huh? What's with all the buzz? I'm curious. What do you think was all this buzz around sustainable fashion? I'm curious about the big brands. Are they genuinely committed to ethical practice and sustainability, or is it just a marketing ploy? Wow, you're asking some good questions. How can consumers navigate this space of, like, lying big consumers and all these things and make more conscious fashion choices? You have asked a fantastic question. That question feels like it was doctored. Like, I can tell you're, like, educated. You know what you're talking about. That was a very well-worded question. Wow. I'm genuinely mind-blown. And you've been listening since my fashion episode? That was, like, literally in 2020, like you said. That is crazy. But, long-time listener, thank you for sending in your question. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you. And thank you for supporting the Kyle Talks podcast. Fashion. So, this is the... I haven't read any of these questions. Like, I kind of skimmed over them, guys, but I don't read them to prepare this whole thing. This is literally a candid conversation. I'm not preparing for these things. I'm not trying to look up a million different things so I can sound smart. That's just not what I'm doing. But here's what I can say. I definitely do think that a lot of these... So, just like in the previous question, how we were talking about how people want to buy from the big people, right? Like, people want to buy from the local businesses. I think we're seeing the same thing in, like, planet sustainability. Because whatever the boomers try to say, whatever they're trying to put away from us, or whatever they're trying to do, we have to take care of our planet. It's the only one we got. And we're kind of trashing it with these products and stuff we use. Now, like, I know it's a kind of meme, but the very first thing I think about is, like, vegan leather stuff, or, like, it's a completely vegan product. I you know what, it's, you do you, because that is just very weird to me, but I also can understand the sentiment, if that makes sense. Like, that's odd. I've never met anyone like that, but if I did, I would get the sentiment. Like, I understand why, right? I actually think a MCU actress, the lady who played Jane Thor, she actually doesn't touch anything that was ever come from or produced by an animal. Like, she completely does everything vegan, which I would love to have her on the podcast to talk about that. But that's neither here nor there. I do think people care. I really do think people care. I think there are some companies, like, their staple is being genuinely committed to ethical practice and sustainability. There are plenty of companies who do. Now, I can't list them, to be quite honest with you, and this is just my opinion. I have no factual statements to back any of this up on, but I think there's a difference. See, I talk about this whole, like, companies, do companies really care? I mean, we've talked about, because there's, like, Black History Month, you have, like, Pride Month, and you have all these other different things where, like, companies will change their pictures, all this, but do they really care? Like, do they honestly care? Seeing some of those spaces and talking to some of those people, I can tell you no. Now, does that mean every company is like that? Also no. But there are definitely companies, they're going to do what's best to get a dollar. That just is what it is. That's how it goes. So, I think these are separate and not mutually exclusive, though. I do think there are some companies who are very much permitted to ethical practices and sustainability, but longtime listener, here's the issue. Now, here's where we're going to dive into it. It's tough because if we're talking America here, and I'm going to assume we're talking about America, if this is another country, then I guess disregard this whole part, but America makes it hard to be sustainable and ethical, makes it very easy to produce at a good wage cost, labor. So, again, America makes it very hard to be ethical, but very easy to make money. And the smoother you get in making money, the more that line blurs between ethics and ethical and non-ethical. So, in some places, is it a marketing ploy? 1,000% yes. You could, here's, and I'll start wrapping up this question here. I do think some companies care. Some companies are just using it for marketing ploy. And you know how I know they're using it as a marketing ploy for a fact? Because language is ambiguous. I learned this in marketing class, believe it or not, LPU. You could say something has real beef, and it, as long as, legally speaking, it contains 0.01% beef, you can make that claim as a factual statement that your product has fake, or that your product has real meat, even if the other 99.998% is fake. Isn't that crazy? Now, there's numbers depend for different products, and the numbers depend for different things, but language is ambiguous. it makes it very easy to sell and not be ethical. You do what you want with that information right there. Thank you so much, longtime listener, for sending the question. I love chatting with you. That was a fantastic question. And please DM me on Twitter or Instagram, something. I would love to ask you questions about what you think about the pod. Let's jump into our third question. Hey, Kyle. Love the podcast. Been listening since about when you stated you rebooted in about 2022, halfway through the year. Really do enjoy your podcast, and your podcast always sparks interesting discussions and makes me feel like I'm talking to a homie. Thanks, Gerard. I do appreciate that. Thanks for sending your question in. So I'm reading the question now. So I'll be honest, I'm not that much into business, but obviously I really like society and culture because that's something that I live in. How do you think someone can make friends in a place where society, everyone is super opinionated, and I don't want to be mean, but just have conversation. Sorry, I'm really bad at reading. I don't mean any like political views or anything super controversial. I just mean, how do you walk up to someone, have a regular conversation with them, and have not say anything weird on my end or on their end, just so we can make friends? I'm not a big fan of this culture because I feel like it's hard for me to make friends as an introvert, and it's really hard just to have a regular conversation because I can feel like something can go weird. Anyways, any thoughts on how to adapt to this kind of society and culture just to make some friends or have some regular conversations? Thanks. Keep up the podcast and all the good work, Kyle. Dude! Gerard, thank you so much. I love these questions because they feel like normal, regular people questions that people like you and me talk with our friends about. So Gerard, thank you so much for sending your question. Thanks for listening when I kind of revamped the podcast in 2022, halfway through, to like really start digging into this thing. Thank you so much for this question. That like warms my heart. That you would send a question in like this. This is very relatable. This is a very good question, and thank you for that. Thank you for sending this question. Now, you asked a great question. It is hard. Well, let me say this. I'm assuming based on this question, maybe you're a little more introverted, and I don't mean that negatively, not even a little bit. Or maybe it's harder to carry conversations, and it is hard to carry conversations sometimes, especially depending on how you speak, how you hold yourself, how relaxed you are in certain social situations. All those play a huge factor in these different kinds of things. So I totally get the question. And honestly, I think you don't. I don't think you change who you are or how you present yourself just to get along with someone. Now, I know that sounds weird, and these are personally my own thoughts, right? So I'm extroverted. I love talking to people. That's how I recharge. I feel like I can make friends with anyone, no matter what they say, what they believe in, rich, poor, broke, doesn't matter. I feel like I can be friends with everyone. But regardless of where you are on the spectrum, either like Gerard, who I'm assuming probably is having a hard time making conversations, and I'm assuming that from your question, I could be totally wrong, or someone on the other end of the spectrum who really likes talking to people. Regardless of where you land on that spectrum, it's hard to have conversations due to this like heightened sense of not wanting to say something wrong, which I believe comes from a good place. People want to be good people. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. That's something that was taught to me as a young kid, and I think today I still believe that. But I also don't think you have to like walk on eggshells to be super afraid to say something and like have people not mess with you for that exact reason. Now, I'm not saying like be a total doucher and like say whatever because you don't care about people. No, that's taking what I'm saying way too far. What I'm saying is don't get caught up in the whole, what should I say? What should I not say? Imagine you're talking with one of your close friends or a close family member. Super relaxed, very good conversation, right? Just imagine that. Are you really worried about what you're saying, or are you just having a regular conversation, asking questions, or talking about video games, life, whatever? Generally speaking, you're probably more relaxed. Depends on the family member, but let's just say you're talking to a pretty cool family member. It's generally more relaxed, and you just talk about stuff without the fear of like, uh-oh, I'm going to say something crazy, or they're going to say something crazy. How do I respond? Do I just laugh it off? Ha ha ha. That's more of the angle I'm coming at. Come into a conversation like talking. Obviously, don't be a mean or rude person, but don't be like, oh, what should I say? They're wearing this, or they've said that, or they look like this, so maybe I should steer the conversation towards that way. No, I wouldn't say that. I would say just be yourself and just like talk. It's hard because for someone who doesn't have that skill, like I've had this said to me by a family member, like, how do you just talk to someone? Like, just keep the conversation going with these random topics, or how do you make it engaging? Or there's never dead air or awkwardness. And I'm not saying that for my whole thing. I'm just saying there's a lot of people who do it better than me, and a lot of extroverted people who are really good at that, way better than I am. For extroverted people, it might be a little more easier to do that transition. For people who don't like to talk as much, who aren't as comfortable in social situations, it probably is a little less that way. So I would definitely say don't try to adapt to anyone or anything, because one, you're not being true to whoever you are. In this case, it's Gerard, whoever you are, or whoever Kyle is, or whoever the listener of this podcast. Don't do that, because that's weird. No one's going to have a conversation with you because you're just a piece of paper people write on and you reflect what they write. You don't want that. But also, you don't want to be like, just say anything you want. So I don't know if that's helpful as I'm thinking about this now. I hope it is, though. My main point is try to be relaxed in the conversation. So let me give you this funny little tidbit. When I didn't come up into my glow up, and I didn't have any riz, I didn't talk to females, I didn't dress well, that's already been stated in this episode, I wasn't good at talking with females. I remember I watched a video, and it told me when I go up to talk to a woman, and I wasn't confident at that point, but when you go up to talk to a woman, like, think about something you are confident at while you're talking to them. I said, huh, okay. And there was a girl at my high school who I was like, tried to talk to at the time. This is a little different because she was deaf. So she only spoke sign language. She only signed. And I actually learned sign language to have a conversation with her, believe it or not. So anyways, I remember we were in lunch one time and I walked up next to her and I was signing to her, like telling her, hi, how's she doing? And of course, I probably didn't dress good. I was probably looking not good, but I was thinking about being confident. Real life story about video games. I know that's super cringe. Oh, Kyle can talk to girls high school. Neither could you, big bro. So let's calm down, huh? But look, I know that's super cringe and whatever, but it's true. I was signing to her. I remember asking, like, hey, I saw you had a class. I'm signing like you guys can see me right now. I don't know sign either. I literally learned like, hey, how's you doing? How was your day? My name is, where are you from? Like that kind of, like very basic level. I cannot sign. I can't have a full conversation. But anyways, I was thinking about that being good at video games while I was talking to a woman or a girl. We're in high school. Both of us were in high school. And, you know, it went how it was. Obviously, that's not how life went. But I remember thinking in that moment, being confident about a video game I played all the time called Gears of War 3. And I was like, wow, I'm the man. And I remember being like, sheesh, that wasn't even a problem for me. So my helpful tip for you is maybe when you're talking to someone next in a social, whenever you talk to another human being, right? Think about something you're confident in and let that reflect. It's worked for me and it helped me build confidence in high school. And I was a lot more awkward, still outgoing, but very awkward. It helped me a lot. So maybe it helps you. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for your question. What a heartfelt question. And I'm glad I have a listener, a friend, like you in the Kyle Talks podcast. Thank you for being a part of the community and thank you for contributing. I really do appreciate it. I hope this question was answered, and please never be afraid to DM me. Well, folks, I just noticed the time. And this video is already at 30 minutes. I don't want to make it really any longer than that because I might get boring since it's just me. I wouldn't want to listen to a 30-plus minute podcast with one dude talking, not interactive with someone else there. So I know I said five. We'll do three. We'll just do three now, so that's it. But I will do another episode of this and continue from where exactly where we left off last time. I do have these like written out in my notes. So let me know how you guys enjoyed this. Did you enjoy this kind of content? Did you not? Please let me know. It would be very beneficial for me to know this information. I honestly enjoyed doing it. I felt like I was having a conversation. Now, it felt one-sided, of course, but I felt like I had good conversation. We talked about good things. So let me know if you like this. Review this podcast. Let me know how you liked it down below. Give me a rating on Spotify, Apple Music. Follow me at Kyle the Horton on Instagram and Twitter. DM me so we can talk and have fun and create communities on that platform. Have a great, fantastic day. You are loved so much more than you actually physically know. And I can't wait to speak to you guys next time. Peace.